insurance landscape. They could use their expertise to guide you on ways to save hundreds on your policies, while leaving it up to your park ranger to save the wilderness and any endangered picnic baskets. Go online to geico.com/local to find a Geico agent near you.
Let's just try not to embarrass ourselves and everything will be fine.
Is that a Pepsi Wild Cherry?
Oh, no.
Too late.
You know something, Steve? Flavor Mania is about to run wild.
Oh, not Flavor Mania.
Pepsi Wild Cherry is about to drop a flavor suplex right into your pie hole. It's going to hit your taste buds with a top rope elbow of flavor. It's going to be delicious. It's going to be refreshing.
Does this always have to happen when you drink Pepsi Wild Cherry?
You better believe it, brother.
Pepsi Wild Cherry, now available in Zero Sugar. That's what I like.
It all started with a grilled cheese sandwich. Two simple pieces of bread, some butter, and a slice of American cheese. But after making it day after day, week after week, I hungered for more. Colby, provolone, Gouda. But Gouda wasn't good enough. I wanted great. I added tomatoes, pickles, jalapenos. If I could birth this gooey work of art in my tiny, modest kitchen, imagine what I could do in a gourmet chef's kitchen. So I called U.S. Bank about loaning me some extra cheddar. Now I had the mad cheese skill and a superior grill. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
It's time for the David Carl Postgame Show, presented by U.S. Bank, the official bank of the Denver Pioneers. A recap of tonight's game with the head coach of the Pioneers.
Good sticks, way to take away time and space.
With Coach Carl, here's Chase Stigney.
Back inside Baxter Arena in Omaha, Nebraska. Matthew McGreevy in for Jay Stickney this weekend. Dustin Lynn producing, joined alongside the Denver Pioneers head coach David Carl as the Pioneers fall 5-2 to Omaha tonight. And DC, this is a game where you outshoot Omaha 44-29. It seemed like you had a lot of chances, but once again we're in a spot where it feels like the chances that matter just weren't there. So when you look at this game, what is your primary takeaway?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, I thought we played well enough to win the game. Obviously, we generated looks, generated chances. Unfortunately, weren't able to put them in the back of the net. We had some pretty key guys with prime scoring opportunities. So, again, I'm confident that we generate like that. Again, even strength, I think shots were 43-22. I liked our game 5-on-5, liked our start a lot, talked a lot about that. Based on how last weekend went against North Dakota, so I thought we took a step in the right direction there. Obviously, the penalty kill lets in two, a face-off goal lets in another that we don't like, so and we don't score on our opportunities. So, I mean, give them credit. They were more urgent tonight than they were last night. It was another tight check and hockey game, but, you know, I thought we generated quite a bit.
Carter King makes his NCAA debut tonight, picks up an assist in it. What were your thoughts on his game?
Yeah, I like Carter. I mean, he's got a natural poise to him when the puck's on his stick. He looks pretty confident with it. I thought he had obviously gets an assist on the old zone entry play on Demon's goal. But I thought he possessed some pucks in the offense. As long as he's got a good wide base, I think as he continues to get acclimated with how we play, he's going to continue to add value.
When you look at how this game shook out, you outshoot Omaha 14-8 in the first period. Despite taking a 1-0 deficit into the intermission, it looked like for the most part you had really outplayed Omaha, and surely the argument's there that you had done this in the whole game despite losing 4-2. But are you seeing the same themes get replicated here, or is it just a matter of tonight it didn't happen to go your way?
Yeah, no, this one feels a little bit different where, I liked our game in a lot of ways. But unfortunately, we weren't able to find the back of the net. It kind of felt more like a game last year where we start well, we outshoot a team, we end up down 1-0, we're chasing the game, and we just weren't able to get it back within our control. And, you know, at 2-1, we feel pretty good going into the third, and, we let in another power play goal on their part, and, it goes from there. So, a lot of good things, but obviously not the result we wanted. We're in kind of playoff mode here, certainly with not many games remaining, and we need to find a way to go on a little bit of a string here. 500 hockey and splits aren't going to get it done with what we need to do. So there's certainly we saw a higher level of urgency. I think if we continue that, we'll be okay.
As you look ahead to next weekend, it's another short week as you'll take on Colorado College in the Springs on Friday and Saturday. What will be the main point of emphasis or a couple points of emphasis this week in practice getting ready for the Tigers?
Yeah, I mean, it's a team that we're familiar with, comfortable with. Didn't play great in that building last time we were down there, so we have something to build off of and show improvement on. And it'll be a little bit different. We'll have a 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock start, both in their building. So it's more time on the bus going back and forth. But so I think this week's going to be, making sure we're focused on our practice habits, continuing to get better, bearing down, you know, when we're tired and putting pucks in the back of the net is a continued emphasis. And obviously we need a little bit of work on the PK going down on the big ice, presents some challenges as well.
Appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Thank you.
That's the Denver Pioneer head coach David Carl speaking after tonight's game, where the Denver Pioneers fall 5-2 to the Omaha Mavericks. The record slips to 6-9-1. The Mavericks improve to 9-4-1. And the Pioneers will be back at it next weekend at Colorado College for games on the 29th and 30th. Well, we thank you for joining us across the way. For myself, Matthew McGreevy, and our producer, Dustin Lynn, this has been a presentation of Denver Hockey on ESPN Denver 1600.
You've been listening to your 8-time national champion Denver Pioneer hockey team, presented by Centura Health.
He scores!
Tonight's game has been brought to you in part by Safeway, the official grocer of DU Athletics, Monarch Casino Resort Spa Blackhawk, official casino partner of Denver Athletics.
Take your ice back.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the Denver Pioneers.
Shot, score!
And by your Front Range Toyota stores, proud to be the exclusive automotive partner of your DU Pioneers.
Out of way.
Pioneer Hockey, presented by Centura Health, is an exclusive presentation of 104.3 The